This is Dr. Ali dictating a history physical. Patient Sounder, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Data for this patient is 3-8-1954. Date of service, 4-14-2023. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Date of service, 4-14-2023. There's the initial visit, history physical, history present illness. This is a 69-year-old male with history of HIV disease, alcohol abuse, cocaine abuse, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. He also has a provoked DVT and PE. He was hospitalized in Harbor Hospital from April 1st till April 12th. He came to emergency room from a rehab facility due to vitreous disease, S-E-I-Z-U-R-E time 2. He presented on post-ictal state. He was given Keppra, 1,000 mg, 81 1 mg IV. Neurology consulted. Patient was also known to have a elevated creatinine mild. And the record noted had multiple admissions with a seizure in the last year, 2022. Home medication included Keppra, 1,000 mg BID. He was also on gabapentin previously and Vimpat, V-A-M-P-A-T. Patient also has old left frontotemporal cerebral infarction in the brain due to electrolyte. PED show focus slowing of the left hemisphere with intermittent left posterior quadrant sharp waves. And neurology recommended continue Keppra, Vimpat. Aneurysm, left axis deviation, CT of the head, old left frontal and temporal cerebral infarction, brain atrophy, small vessel ischemic disease. Patient was also in a lower extremity DVT. He was started on anticoagulation, apixaban. Initial loading doses, then the 5 mg BID to complete 6-month course was advised. PET/OT was done, and they recommended subacute rehab. While in the hospital, patient was also noted to have AKI and urine positive for Klebsiella. Test X-ray left side infiltrate, ID consulted, and he was given IV antibiotic and significantly improved. Urology consulted because he had a hematuria, CT urogram cystoscopy, outpatient advised. CT urogram outpatient cystoscopy was advised by urologist. Urine toxicology positive for benzos. He also has substance abuse. Ejection fraction echo done in the hospital was 45% to 50%. And at home, he was taking Entresto, Lasix, Metoprolol because of history of heart failure. The patient was monitored closely. After stabilization, PTOT done, they recommended subacute rehab. When I saw the patient today, he denies any headache, dizziness, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. He's awake, alert, lying on the bed, nurse in the room at the bedside. Past medical history, number one, HIV disease, number two, alcohol abuse, number three, opiate and cocaine abuse, number four, CHF, number five, benign prostatic hypertrophy, number six, DVT-PE, number seven, seizure disorder. DVTP was recently diagnosed in the hospital. And a seizure disorder history. And history of asthma. Medication upon discharge, he was on fluticasone, salmetra, 250/51 per BID. And lacosamide, 200 mg twice a day, cefdinir, 300 mg POBID to continue until 4:14. Flomax 0.4 mg, 2 capsules daily, Bictarvi, B-I-K-T-A-R-V-Y, 50/200/25, 1 tablet daily, apixaban 5 mg, 2 tablet BID till 4:19, and after that 5 mg BID to complete 6-month course. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puff Q6 hour PRN, Keppra 750 mg, 2 tablet BID, Fectibutral slash valsartan, 1 tablet BID, multivitamin daily, thiamine 100 milligram daily, folic acid 1 milligram daily, gabapentin 100 milligram, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, Miralax 17 gram daily, Omeprazole 20 milligram daily, and social history of substance abuse is just alcohol abuse. Allergies not known. Family history, patient didn't tell. Your system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no immunosuppression, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, home to diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. That's a neuron sync. The physical patient is awake, alert. Lying on the bed, no distress. Next friend, vital, stable. Next friend, patient is breathing comfortable. No respiratory distress. Neuro, he's awake and alert and cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted with the deconditioning with the recent hospitalization. And number one, seizure disorder, S-E-I-Z-U-R, seizure. Number two, COPD. Number three, HIV disease. Number four, CHF. Number five, hypertension. Number six, DVT left lower extremity. Number seven, alcohol abuse. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, PTOT, for deconditioning, follow-up lab electrolytes, tape and discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.